Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson. Much-needed rain brought big gains in the battle against the massive wildfire raging east of Sacramento. The King Fire has scorched nearly 150 square miles at this point and was threatening thousands of homes. The light rain that started falling yesterday is giving firefighters a major boost. The blaze is now 55% contained, and the number of threatened homes is down to a few hundred. Rain is expected to continue falling through the weekend. Forced sterilization of women in California prisons will be illegal come January 1st. Governor Brown has now signed off on legislation that prohibits the use of forced sterilization for birth control and permits it only in cases where the patient's life is in danger or it's needed to treat a medical condition. Female inmates at two state prisons underwent forced sterilizations as recently as 2010. The nation's new Secretary of Veteran Affairs, Robert McDonald, was in San Francisco yesterday as part of his effort to recruit more medical professionals. Across the U.S., the country could be facing a shortfall of as many as 28,000 medical staff at the VA. KQED's Sarah Hussaini reports.
The former Procter & Gamble CEO framed the VA as both a noble and interesting place to work, with treatments that are on the cutting edge of medicine. It's part of his effort to boost capacity at the VA amid chronic systematic problems at the department, including backlogs of more than 600 days at Oakland offices for vets seeking disability pay. McDonald says he's made progress there and decreased the number of vets on the electronic waitlist for care by nearly 60% nationwide. He hopes to expand on that by improving the antiquated electronic appointment system.
We're taking steps to immediately rectify some of the shortfalls of the system. In fact, after I leave here, I'm going to Palo Alto to meet with some high-tech companies I worked with in my previous life, to see what they can do to help us.
In addition, McDonald says the San Francisco office is establishing a data team for each specialty clinic to improve timeliness and quality of care. For the California Report, I'm Sarah Hussaini.
This week, about 800 people gathered in San Francisco for the fourth annual Code for America Summit. The nonprofit embeds coders, designers, and other techies into governments around the country to help aging bureaucracies serve citizens better. Imagine if you could challenge parking tickets or check on a court date as easily as you can buy a pair of shoes on your smartphone. Rachel Miro reports in her new role from KQED's Silicon Valley News Desk.
Over coffee and cake, bleary-eyed but bushy-tailed attendees evaluate the list of possible breakout sessions. There's open data on your budget and using maps for civic dialogue and geocentric responsive mobile development. For those who speak the language, this is scintillating stuff, seriously.
I'm a designer and an artist, so I love creating things and I love making things simple and beautiful and easy to use.
Molly McLeod of Oakland is a 2014 Code for America Fellow, which means she got $50,000 in expenses paid for a year to help a city rethink the way it uses its data. McLeod went to Long Beach to help identify repeat callers to 911 who probably need some kind of intervention to keep them from careening from one crisis to the next. But like many fellows, McLeod has several projects bubbling along at any given time. She was part of a team that helped develop a program in San Francisco that allows you to check your food stamp balance by text message.
Which, you know, sounds like something that should already exist, but it doesn't.
Especially when, according to Pew, 91% of the adult population in the U.S. now owns some kind of cell phone. For people who work with 21st century tech, it's an easy leap, after a little bit of hard work, to take government data and repackage it so it's accessible. No Excel spreadsheets, no blurry PDFs, no databases that give you the right answer only if you ask the right question. These are the kinds of things that infuriate citizens, but they also demoralize some of the people working inside public agencies. 2012 fellow Eddie Tejeda says many who work in government are just waiting for the chance to embrace a better way.
Part of it has to do with being able to demonstrate results early.
In New Orleans, Tejeda helped create Blight Status, a website that makes it easy to track blighted properties. Everything from inspections to public hearings to sales to demolitions. Like many of the people at this summit, Tejeda shares a concept familiar to storytellers: show, don't tell. demonstrate what's possible, usually at reduced cost, and a lot of institutional resistance melts away.
They get committed to an idea. They become emotionally and intellectually invested with this idea. You can start thinking about how you can do this long term.
Silicon Valley style, Tejeda and his colleagues took the interface they created for New Orleans and launched a company called Civic Insight that maintains blight status and does similar work for other governments. He's not alone. Companies big and small are at the summit to hawk products and schmooze, while also grooving on the heady atmosphere of idealistic civic volunteerism.
There's no way that we can justify, let's do it how we've always done it. We have to take a new approach.
Jennifer Palka founded Code for America 4 years ago. The organization now runs a variety of programs operating in close to 130 cities. Palka spent last year serving as President Barack Obama's Deputy Chief Technology Officer for Government Innovation.
There is no app for culture change. And there's a lot of reasons why government was an institution built to be hard to change. That makes sense in a lot of ways. But it's not serving us very well right now. And we strongly believe that the way this country was founded, it's not just about government doing a better job. We have to be a part of it.
Palka brings up the example of healthcare.gov, the website set up for the Affordable Care Act that famously failed to function properly when it opened to the public last year. Palka says it was a dramatic example of how the old approach to government tech is not just expensive, it doesn't work well. For the California Report, I'm Rachel Miro in San Francisco.
And you can see video presentations of some of the apps fellows worked on. Head on over to our website at californiareport.org. That's the California Report for Friday, September 26th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Howard Gelman, with additional engineering by Danny Bringer and Seal Muller. Our interns are Adiza Egan and Isaac Silk. The directors are Guy Marzorati and Sarah Bond. Our producers were Nina Thorson and Vinnie Tong. The editors this week were Polly Stryker, Craig Miller, and Alex Helmick. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. The news director is Bruce Kuhn. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as stopping email-borne viruses and preventing data leaks. Barracuda.com.